Florida's newest millionaire.
What? Tonight's Oz Lotto jackpot is $15 million. Hurry, grab a ticket for your chance to win big.
Choo-choo.
Gamble responsibly. Gamblers help 1-800-858-858.
The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 queen bed or save $100 on the Medina King single bed. Hurry in-store or online today and find your fantastic. T's and C's apply.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello?
The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
As part of Victoria's big build, we're building the Westgate Tunnel, an alternative to the Westgate Bridge. New lanes are open on the Westgate Freeway, work is underway on the road tunnel, and we're building better connections for faster journeys from the west to the city. Footscray Road Citybound and the Westgate Freeway ramp to Williamstown Road will be closed from October to mid-November. Avoid delays and check before you travel at bigbuild.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
If you've been in an accident that wasn't your fault, why should you be the one inconvenienced? Right to Drive will help you get back on the road in no time. From Toyota to the latest Mercedes, they'll deliver a like-for-like loan car straight to your door at no cost to you. Search Right to Drive today. T's and C's apply.
RACV Car Loans offer competitive rates to get you moving. Whether it's your first new car, a family's getting bigger car, and I know it's a midlife crisis and that makes it okay car, or just an SUV. Prepare for the best with RACV. Search RACV Car Loans today. Approval subject to RACV lending criteria. RACV Finance Limited, Australian Credit License Number 391488. Conditions, fees and charges apply.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
Sign up with NG Saver and you'll get up to $400 in bill credits. That's $200 credit on gas and $200 on electricity. That's epic value. Even our disclaimers are epic.
An average residential customer using 4,000 kilowatt hours per year on a flat rate in the City Power network will pay $1,125. 23% below the VDO, including GST in the first 12 months of their energy plan. Bills may change depending on usage. Basic plan information documents are available online.
With NG, it's possible. Search NG for more.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is fantastic if you're having lunch at your brother-in-law's today. You'll be able to reserve an Uber ride for an hour after you arrive, because that's when he'll ask you to give him a quick hand with something. And by something, he really means his king-size waterbed. And by quick hand, he means 2 hours of forcing it down his tiny staircase while he yells at you to lift and twist, lift and twist. Reserve that Uber ride and leave before you get roped in. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Kiss Melbourne.
Good afternoon. Things looking absolutely feral on the ring road where there's been an 11-car crash. Altona bound at Pascavel Road. Three right-hand lanes are closed with only one able to squeeze through. It's heavy going all the way back to Edgars Road as well as out onto the Hume Freeway inbound past Cooper Street. Greensboro bound congestion pushing back to Keilor Park Drive as everyone slows down to take a look. There's also a breakdown on the ring road Greensboro bound near the Tulla Freeway with two left-hand lanes closed there and the Deer Park bypass slow going outbound this evening from Robinson's Road to Hopkins Road on the Western Freeway. Stay on top of your game this hay fever season with Telfast 180 milligrams. Available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. The Kiss cast dropping down to 13 degrees and rain tomorrow with a top of 15. Right now it's 22 degrees. It's James First with Kiss Traffic and Weather Together and Kyle and Jackie O up next on Kiss 101.1.
Mimosa Homes offers fixed price contracts and affordable house and land packages. Visit one of their 50 display homes across Metro Melbourne and Geelong. Mimosahomes.com.au.
Kiss 101.1.
A boy's been stabbed to death at a shopping centre. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news.
A teenager has been killed in Melbourne's West. The boy was knifed near the food court at the Woodgrove Centre in Melton West. The attack took place at lunchtime in front of terrified shoppers.
There was a bystander who commenced CPR, but unfortunately they couldn't revive the male. He's a 16-year-old boy. His mother is currently with us at the moment.
Detective Senior Sergeant Nigel Lestrange there. A 15-year-old boy remains on the run. A man who set up a fundraiser for Hannah Maguire has admitted to stealing the money. Lachlan Morganti has pleaded guilty to taking more than $64,000 from the GoFundMe. Hannah's body was found in a burnt-out car near Ballarat in April. The Reserve Bank has left the cash rate on hold today at 4.35% since the RBA started hiking rates in 2022. Aussies with mortgages have forked out an extra $5.5 billion in repayments. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, Travis Kelce's mum loves hanging with Taylor. More on that next.
Due to construction at Melbourne Airport, allow an extra 30 minutes for arrivals and departures. For quicker pickups and drop-offs, head to the Terminal 4 car park. Search Melbourne Airport for details.
Donna Kelce says she enjoys bonding with Taylor Swift. Donna telling E! News it's nice to have Taylor beside her at Travis's NFL games.
It's still new. I don't really have any profound, you know, thoughts or anything like that. We just have the best time cheering Travis on.
For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's O! News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your sport check in a sec.
Go big. Faulkner Bingo Centre with huge jackpots, loads of specials, and plenty of space for all your friends. Faulkner Bingo Centre in Faulkner and Croydon. Gamble responsibly.
Carlton gun Paddy Cripps has won another Brownlow. He says it's just as good this second time round.
It's one of those nights where you hope for the best, but you sort of don't expect anything. So to win one's amazing. And I suppose win the second one, the feeling's still probably the same buzz.
The KissCast is next.
The Kia Stonic. Compact SUV, but big old style. Designed for urban adventures. Available now. Book a test drive today. More at kia.com.au.
Cloudy tonight, down to 13 degrees. Showers tomorrow, 15. The top and cloudy for Thursday, 14. Right now it's 20 degrees in Bayswater, 22 in Brunswick. Coldplay are coming back to Melbourne and only Kiss can win you an entire row of tickets. Reserve yours from 10 tomorrow morning and all day while you work on Kiss 101.1.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
We'll do it live!
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up!
Woo! Broadcasting around the world.
The world. The King and Queen of Radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reign Supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
We're calling Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Thanks for coming.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Welcome, everyone. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot. We're talking to that John Edward dude. He's coming in live.
Crossing
in
over.
Australia. Yeah. Talking to dead people.
Yes, he is. So I love it when John comes in because it's always just, to me, it's quite freaky, the things he says. You know, they're
imagine
very specific being, a lot of the time.
Imagine being that guy.
Yeah. Imagine being able to talk to dead people. What a gift.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel like, you know, when you're having some alone time, you know what I'm saying?
I think they can switch it off, actually.
Yeah, but what if you're like, let's say I'm having alone time, pleasing myself, and then your dead grandfather shows up.
I don't
up.
Think it works like well, that. How, although we can
know?
Ask him.
I don't feel comfortable asking him that.
Well,
today's
see,
the day.
Today's the day. But John Edward, he's crossing over next.
And it's all happening. This, around the country, is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power.
John Edward crossing over.
He is the best of the best when it comes to world-class psychic mediums or whatever they are.
For sure.
What are you, John? Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
No,
well, you're a medium. In person, yes.
Yeah. Are you psychic, though?
I am. Every medium is a psychic, but not every psychic is a medium.
A medium. Right? Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Now, when you walked in, you said you got a message for Kyle.
I did, because every time I come here, he always, like, puts me on the spot, right? So,
Not really.
But you
do this for a living.
You're curious.
I am. My father died, and he's never said anything. And then once you said that he said something about shoes.
There's always been, like fragments of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but never as good as the people that call up.
Yeah.
You notice?
It's limited the information. Yeah.
But I had a message through a dream when I wasn't even thinking about doing anything. Like, I woke up, I was like, wait, that was about Kyle.
Wow.
And it had to do with your dad. And it had to do with you being a kid, your son, overalls, and a yellow duck.
Okay. Well, that is like... Oh, sorry. Okay, I've got a dry throat all of a sudden. Look, because I liked little ducks as a kid, and I think... I'll have to ask my mum about the overalls with the duck, but I do remember something with the duck on it, and I always do the quacking noise with my kid. Now, this might be a coincidence. You might have hit the nail on the head here with the coincidence, but... That does mean things to me because I do sing ducky noises and quack, quack. I was doing a lot of quacking last night.
So much so that I was looking for something old, like, not that we're old, but like something that would have been time appropriate from when you were a kid to give to you for your child, and I couldn't find anything.
Also, you were going to buy me a gift.
I was.
Yeah, you neglected to.
I did.
Well, thank you. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, it was
I've never
thought.
Agreed with her. It's the thought that counts, Robin.
Should we take a
thank
call?
You,
Ashley has phoned in. Hi, Ash. You're on with John Edward.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good, Ashley.
Okay, now, John, what do you need to know from her? I don't want to give too much away, but if she has fast-track this a bit, what do you need?
Sure. I just need people to listen to what's coming through. Whenever I see, hear, and feel, I'll share. Think about anybody who's crossed, or do you have a specific question that I could, like, tune into, or?
No, not really. I was just, like, I've been trying to connect with him since July last year.
So can I just say I'm going to give
you... June last year, sorry.
I'm going to tell you that whatever I see, hear, and feel, it may not be with the person that you're hoping to hear from, so keep an open mind to that, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Is there a grandmother on your dad's side of the family who's passed?
Yes.
Okay. And does she have a son or a younger male that's also passed?
Yes.
Okay, so that to me would be like your, I guess your dad?
My uncle's passed and so's my dad.
So I need you to know that she's got both of her, to keep it in the ducky theme, she's got both of her little duckies with her because that's the feeling. But you know what's interesting is that somebody either had a stroke right before they passed or they had something that affected their ability. It's almost like there was a drooping or somebody had facial paralysis or somebody had something that makes me feel like they had a Bell's palsy at one point because it feels like there's a drooping. And then I kind of think somebody also had what looks like either like liver disease or they had some type of liver issue. Where is that?
My name dad is liver failure.
Okay. So is that your mom's mom though?
No, my dad's mom.
Same. So is mom's mom passed too?
No, mom's still alive.
Who's the woman that's got like a uncommon name with an F?
With an F?
An uncommon, so it's not like a Fran or so, it's something weird.
Something that would be like a nickname, like somebody would call somebody something with a...
Like Fufu or something weird like that.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
That's okay. Remember that I'm saying that. You can call the show back. I think it's through your mom's side of the family, but I do want...
My uncle used to always call my cousin Flossie.
Flossie?
Flossie. Is Flossie still here?
My cousin's still alive. It was my great-grandmother that... my grandmother, actually, that used to call her that.
Okay, so that would be the unique F name. Just know that they are okay. They're together. One of their passing had to be very sudden and quick, where people weren't expecting. Is that true?
My uncle was killed in death in custody.
In custody?
Yeah.
In jail?
Yeah.
Oh. What I'm seeing is that there's a sudden and quickness to a person's passing. Like sudden and quick. And then that's the family that's got Michael?
No, Michael.
If I'm off by the name, think like Mark. Think like Mick. Think like a name that's gonna sound like that.
Mark.
And he's a half brother? Is he a half brother?
Yes, he is a half brother.
How do you do this, John? Because I've always, remember at the beginning when you'd come and I'd say,
My dad,
like
when my dad, he was, he got cancer and we only got 15 months with him.
And his half brother was the one killed in custody, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Jesus. And I know, like, you're like me, Ashley, you want to hear something specific, obviously from your dad, but sometimes it doesn't work like that, right, John?
Well,
it,
to me, the process is specific. So I always feel like when the information comes through, it's to validate they're okay, they're with us, they see what's going on.
Why don't they tell us whether there's hidden money or treasure or, someone robbed the bank back in the 80s and here's where the money is? Well, why don't they do that?
Well, would you have that information to impart if you were dead?
They might.
I
don't know where there's buried treasure.
Oh, so you think we only know what we know when we're alive, or do we know more things?
There are more things.
So why are they holding on?
If I'm past, I can find out from other people who are past that where they buried their treasure.
You can.
Right.
It feels like it'll take a long time. You've got eternity, so you might as well do something with you. You might as well do something with your life.
Well, I hope this helps, and know that your dad, your uncle, and your grandma are good, okay? And when you figure out the M name, it's just their way of validating as well, okay?
Okay,
let's go to Bridget. Hi, Bridget. How are you? I don't know if you are hoping to connect with someone specific.
Yes, I'm hoping to connect with my brother.
That'll do. You don't need to give away all the information.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bridget, the first thing I'm going to tell you that they show me the number 7, so the number 7 to me would be either July, the 7th month, or the 7th of a month has some type of meaning, birthday or anniversary. I know that somebody passed from something that looks like a really bad infection. So for me, think like if somebody was in the hospital and they got like staph infection or MRSA or sepsis, there's some type of sepsis that, or some type of infection energy that I feel like people would have to gown up and mask to go into the room. So I don't know where that comes up. And then is he your little brother?
No, older brother.
Do you have a little brother?
No.
So who would I see as being younger than him? Like, does he have a son or something?
No, he had no children. I'm the youngest as a sibling.
Does the 7th mean anything, though? Does that
the 7th is my, that's my birthday month, and was the 7th, wasn't it?
And of June, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
and that's his anniversary of his death.
Oh, so the 7th is quite important.
Yeah. So, Bridget, I feel like it's important that you know that he wants me to say, like, hello to, like, acknowledge a living younger male. So that to me would be, like, a younger brother, a son, a nephew.
Do you have a son?
It might be nephews.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
he's very close.
Do you have somebody that's going to Vegas or going to a place like Vegas?
Oh, no, not that I know of, no.
What do you mean a place like Vegas, like a gambling place or like just a den of iniquity type of a joint?
Like a gambling kind of place.
Gambling. Like even the casino or anything, Bridgie, anything?
I don't know. I do know that my nephew may be going on a trip for his sport, and that could be Vegas.
Well, that would be right then. That sounds right.
You can let them know, but I see gambling. That's what I'm saying. Slot machines and stuff.
Okay. Well, but Bridgie, that's it. They don't say a lot. You think they'd have a lot more to say?
Yeah.
But it's just lovely knowing, shit, that makes sense to me. Something's going on there.
We're
going
to continue to take calls. If you want John to cross over for you and you've got a loved one, call us on 131065.
Can I ask a quick question, sure. John? I've noticed that there's been a lot of whistleblowing stuff in the US from ex-CIA agents and Pentagon and scientist types saying about alien life.
Yep.
What's your thoughts
on believe in the existence and that there's something else out there that's beyond us.
And you get that message from wherever you get your messages from, or is that just your own thoughts?
No, it's just my own kind of...
Oh, well, no one cares about your own thoughts.
We want the inside info.
I don't care about what you think.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
John Edward crossing over.
John, you just had a message come through from Kyle's dad about the overalls with the duck on it.
So I rang my mother.
Okay.
I asked her about the you said my dad said there was I was in a little jumpsuit or
with the
overalls with the duck. And I just asked my mum, I was like, I've got a sort of a faint memory of this. Is this a fake memory? And she went, no. She said, when your father and I were still together when you were very little, she said you would always, that's what you'd want to wear every day of your life. A little jumpsuit with the, she said it was like a felt duck, like a badge that was sewn onto these, this little jumpsuit. So you were 100% accurate.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he
You don't seem surprised that you were accurate again. It doesn't surprise you?
No, I like to hear, I love validation. I have a little OCD with that. Like, I like when people back stuff up, and I'm for like, sure. That's cool. It's nice to see.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another reading? Chantel is called in. Hi, Chantel. John Edwards here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So, I'm going to just jump in. I might not answer your question, but I'm getting some stuff here. Is there anything in front of you, like an open book, or do you like have an open photo album near you?
No.
So I want to talk about what symbolically is being shown to me, which is an open book. Not like somebody is an open book, but like talk about opening the book and looking at like what to me looks like old photo albums. Because everybody has their photos on their phones now.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm supposed to talk about looking at the old books or opening up the old book. That's the first thing. And is your mom still here?
Yes.
Okay. Is she near you?
No.
So can I just, I know we're live, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So, is there any type of miscommunication that you feel like you're experiencing around mom right now?
100%.
Okay. Oh. My feeling is, look to your past, open the book, look at the past, allow that to be something that makes you nostalgic about where you're at to help give you an understanding about how to navigate your future as you become the parent in the relationship. Do you understand?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I understand that.
But there's triggers here, right? You have triggers. These built-in triggers kick in, and then all of a sudden, you become the child who becomes the one that's rebelling, as opposed to the person who could be objective. So I need you to approach it in that capacity. And then I don't know if you were like dad's favorite or if there was a competitiveness with you and another person in the family with her, but there's a competitive feeling here. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, and then who had the lung cancer or the emphysema or the lung stuff?
Possibly my mother's parents. We do know they had some big health concerns, but my mother was adopted, so we don't know the details.
Yeah, but she knows about her biological family, right?
Bits and pieces, yes.
Okay, because I don't feel like it's like a sealed case and she'll never know. To me, it's like we have an understanding of it, but we don't always want to poke that bear. We don't actually want to go there because we don't like some of the details.
Yeah, that sounds 100% correct.
And by the way, it has to do with the fact that she's afraid that she's going to be either betrayed or disregarded again. So she has a lot of stuff that she's working on. Just so you know, I'm not defending your mom, but I just want you to understand where she's coming from.
Okay, thank you so much.
And all those people are alive. Your mom's alive, you're alive.
Yeah.
So that's a weird message that, John, rather than hearing about the person that's passed that you probably wanted to hear about, Chantel, this is almost like whoever John's communicating with sees that this is a problem that needs addressing. Right.
So, like, there's people that I connect with, and I talk to their family, and then I have my own team. And when that happens, that's coming from like my team who are like,
well, who's your team?
It's just my own. They're called guides. It's like
oh, right, your spirit guides.
Yeah. Like, you have a team of producers out here. Yeah. I have a team of producers up here.
And that must be very financially rewarding since you don't have to pay those people.
Yeah, they kind of came with me.
Do I have spirit guides?
Everybody does. Yeah.
Yeah. Are they people we know that have passed, or they're just there from the beginning?
In my philosophy, they are not people that we are related to. They are people that are energetically tethered to us and kind of decided that they're going to like watch over us while we're
can
here.
You see them or do you, mm-hmm. you
so why them. Does some if we all have these guides why do some people have shit luck in life and don't have a good life
oh, they versus got shit the, guides obviously
yeah versus the other people
or they don't listen. A lot of people don't work their blueprint, right? So when I say work their blueprint, I am not an astrologer, but I follow the astrology because that is the blueprint of who we are. So if you look at what lessons you can learn through understanding your blueprint, you know what kind of house you're living or building.
Okay.
Right.
Do you know that app, The Pattern? Do you know that?
I know time passages. It might be similar.
Yeah, it's freakishly accurate in terms of like for all the astrology, but it goes into really specific details about what's to come. And it's so accurate. And I don't understand how that's even possible. It's almost like your life is predestined.
It's not that it's predestined, but if you are walking into a mall, you know that there are different opportunities in that mall that you can actually shop, walk around, eat. You can do all those things. It's up to your free will of what
happens
while you're in that mall.
To know that you're on the right path, right, where these guides are guiding you, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Is it listening to your gut or your intuition? You know,
it's always listening to your gut, but not reading into it in the way that you want it to be, right? So that's why I tell people, like, don't read for yourself, because you could miss something or you could over make it excited or what you want it to be. But if somebody's having a hard time, put like other side people on hold. If somebody's having a issue in life, a blockage, there's a problem, there's a pattern, there's a repetitive thing, I would absolutely suggest them have their astrological chart done to see what that is and how they can circumvent that.
Yeah, it's very important to know what your special numbers are today.
I believe in all that stuff, though. I really do.
But when you read the star signs,
forget about that. That's not what I'm talking about.
Apologies.
Let's go to Jess. Jess, hi, you're on with John Edward.
Hi, John. My mum passed away in 2019, and I'm desperate to talk to her or any of the women in my life that have passed on.
So, Jess, I feel like I'm supposed to say that there's another Jay besides you. Is there another Jay besides you in the family living or past?
Yeah, my twin brother is Joey.
Okay. And then where's the AN name, like Anna, Annette, Anthony? Where's the AN name, living or past?
I have a Nathaniel
not
as a son.
No, an A name. A name that starts with an A. And then also, why is September... Hold on. Jess, I know that you're excited, but what's this? What's the connection to September?
That's my birthday.
Okay, and you said your mom has passed.
Yeah, my mom, my auntie, and my grandmother.
Which is the one that was quick with their hands, like they could hit somebody quickly?
Probably my grandmother.
Okay.
What, she'd give you a clip if you wore past? That sort of a...
Here's what I'm seeing. My grandmother's sister came and lived with us for a little bit, and I, as a kid, stuck my tongue out at her, and she said, "Do that again, and I'm going to knock you out of the chair."
Oh, isn't she a sweetheart?
And I didn't believe her.
Sweetie pie.
I didn't believe her, so I did it again and leaned over, and she backslapped me across the room.
Oh,
and
I looked at my grandmother. I was like, your sister just hit me. And my grandmother was like, well, she warned you. And you still did it. So that's what I'm seeing. So I feel like I'm supposed to bring that up. But you lost two people back to back. And what that means to me is either they passed back to back on a calendar, like different years, but on the calendar, their anniversaries come up, where you were actually at back to back funerals or wakes.
Yeah, they were 59, both my auntie and my mom.
Okay. And then I feel like I'm supposed to say to you that you're worried about your own biological health. And one of the things that I tell people is that if we put too much energy in it, first of all, you know, they said it. I'm wearing a mask, so I'm very health conscious. I come out of a healthcare background, and I kind of feel like we all have to be our own best patient advocate. So that being said, stay on top of your health, but not to the place that it makes you crazy or fear based. Do you know who has colitis or IBS or Crohn's disease?
Oh, old girls have
irritable
IBS.
Bowel,
don't
they?
Every girl's got
old
the squirty
bowel.
So that's what they're showing me, and then I just need you to know that there's something about the month of February. So I don't know if somebody died in February, if somebody crossed over in the month of February.
Maybe Jess will die in February.
No, it's not.
Hopefully not.
Just know that they see this as their way of coming in together, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thanks, Jess. Wow. Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Melbourne traffic.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Good afternoon. A truck's broken down in Rosanna on Rosanna Road southbound after Banyul Road, taking out a middle lane while the ring road's still crawling Altonabound following an 11-car crash at Pascavel Road. Three right-hand lanes still closed with only one lane able to squeeze through. It's heavy back to Edgars Road and slowing Greensboro bound back to the Calder Freeway. The Hume Freeway also struggling inbound as a result with delays all the way back past Cooper Street. Enough is enough. Make a painted promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at polishedman.com. Together, we can create a safer future. The Kiss cast dropping down to a cool 13 degrees overnight, then rain to kick things off tomorrow with a cloudy afternoon and a top of 15. Right now it's 21 degrees. It's James, Kiss traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie O on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only Kiss can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just like this.
All your must-have music tickets are on Kiss.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. Oh, you're the best. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of all your must-have music tickets.
Kiss 101.1.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Phillips Arvent are on a mission to help reduce mum guilt with their range of products that help mums share baby's care with their village. Did you know 2 in 3 mums have less than 1 hour to themselves each day? Phillips Arvent are here to change that with their intuitive line of easy-to-use products. From bottle feeding solutions and sterilisers to breast pumps, Phillips Arvent empower mums and the village around them to share the care with confidence without the mum guilt. Search Phillips Arvent and share the care.
You're known as Sarah the Carer. It's why you're picking up your niece from a party at 1 a.m. And after blowing a tyre, it's also why you're having a deep and meaningful at 1:15. Thankfully, 24/7 roadside assist is included as standard with UE's comprehensive car insurance. You'll always be you. So get insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. UE. You insured. Product issued by UE Pty Limited. Consider our car insurance PDS to decide if this product is right for you. Exclusions, limits and additional fees may apply. PDS, T's and C's and TMD available at ue.com.au.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here. Did you know that 1 in 4 people buy sunscreen and 85% of them don't use enough? The sun is the primary cause of premature skin ageing and skin cancer in Australia, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine skincare with sunscreen as part of your daily routine. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
You're only a what-if away from... Ooh, shall I just book it now? Lots of hotels are fully refundable, just in case plans change. Booking cancellation windows apply. Find out more on the What If app. What If? It's Aussie for travel.
Get Nicorette Quick Mist for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Relieve nicotine cravings fast and give more power to your willpower. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Stop smoking, eh? Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Play the day away with an Archie Brothers Circle Electric and Strike Bowling Fun Bundle. Includes your choice of 3 fun activities, including arcade play, bowling, laser tag, mini golf, and more. From $36 per person. Search Archie Brothers Deals for more info. Activities vary by location.
Yes, Uber Eats does deliver beers. No, Uber Eats does not deliver bears, obviously.
I meant to order beers. It was a typo.
Uber Eats. Get almost anything. Must be 18 plus with ID. Merchant's liquor license in app. Drink responsibly.
Does your to-do list give you the ick? AirTasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's scrubbing Barbies, doing the airport pickup, or styling your mullet, there's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with AirTasker.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller, and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
catch up on Kyle and Jackie O.
Search Kyle and Jackie O on iHeartRadio.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kiss.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down. Take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes? Future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never let me is my mother or lover. And I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kyle and Jackie O.
You know, sometimes when people get rich, they get very lazy. Case in point in front of me right now.
The mirror?
No.
What?
Me? You.
What
I'm looking at you, my friend.
What have I done?
So I heard that Kyle, not too long ago, and I'm talking very recently, you decided you wanted to drive the Rolls Royce, right? But you have many cars.
Yes, yes.
And in your garage, the Rolls Royce was parked behind one of the other vehicles, and then there was another vehicle next to that. So there was about two or three cars that had to be moved out to get the Rolls Royce out.
That,
correct.
Yeah. Well, if I don't know where you're going with this, but
they
are the positions of the vehicles.
Unless this story isn't true, I think you probably do know where I'm going with it.
What is the story then?
That you called your manager Bruno to move those cars for you and then drive back home again because you couldn't be bothered walking to the garage to do it yourself.
Hang on. It was because I made a joke and I said, "Oh, it's like that episode. It's like that movie, The Castle." I rang him and said, "Bro, I've got to get the Rolls out, but you'll have to. Can you come and help me? Because the Rolls needs to be filled up with fuel because Bruno fills my cars up with fuel.
Yeah.
I don't." And I said that, you know, because I bought a Cadillac as well. It was like a car yard at my place at one stage.
Except a posh castle version.
Yeah, high end. And I just thought, well, it's going to take me all day to move all these cars.
Really, it wouldn't.
It would take
you. It's a slight inconvenience. Do you not feel bad calling Bruno to come all the way just to do something so little like that?
No.
No?
No, I care.
I would love to be like you where I just didn't care.
I get him to bring milk as well, saying, "When you're on the way, can you bring a couple of litres of milk?"
Sure, if he's on his way.
But I do, because he did laugh, because when I said, "Mate, I need to get that Rolls out, it's got no petrol in it, and I'm going to need to clean the Bentley and the Rolls, but the Cadillac's in the road, and we'll have to move the Mercedes." And he laughed and said it was like the castle.
So
I said, how long before you're here?
Initially, it was a joke, but then...
No, not a joke.
Oh, okay. He made the joke.
But he still showed up, and we managed to
Right.
Fill the cars up with fuel and...
Oh, well, we didn't end up taking the roles, and we ended up taking Tegan's car because she said, well, the only car with the baby seat in it's mine. And I was like, oh. So that was a waste of time, really. Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't want to drive
the... Didn't you think about that before you
called? Nah, because I thought I'll take the rolls because, you know, it needed a little squirt. And then, you know, yeah, so we came around.
No baby seat.
Am I out of line? Like, what's the point of clawing your way up the ladder of success only to do everything yourself? What's the point? I don't get it. Wouldn't everyone love to do that? Have a little bit so they can just ring to do everything?
I think most people would feel bad actually asking anybody to do this stuff. I wanted to open the lines to the rich people listening.
You think that's lazy?
Yeah. Are you so rich that you've become so lazy?
Are you asking me?
No, the listeners.
Oh, I was going to say, no.
131065, the laziest thing you've done because you can afford to get someone to do it for you.
What a magnificent life. We'll take those calls next.
Kyle, Jackie, oh. This is the
Hour of Power.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Good evening. Still got heavy delays on the Ring Road outside about at Pascavar Road after an 11-car crash. Two right-hand lanes affected. It's heavy back to Edgars Road and slow. Greensboro bound back to Airport Drive and stretching back onto the Hume Freeway inbounds. Also got a breakdown on the Ring Road outside about approaching Ballarat Road. That's in the left-hand lane with speed back to 40Ks. On the Monash, it's slow outbound from Heatherton Road to Belgrave Pelham Road. The Eastern Freeway slow outbound passing Bulleen Road. Your local IGA has mega dollar deals like Buller Murray Street Ice Creamery. 1 litre selected varieties, only $6 each. That's half price. Offer ends September 24, while stocks last. The Kiss Cast, rain going down to 13 tonight. Right now, 20 degrees. It's Chris. Kiss, traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie O on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Hi, it's Mitch Cheery from The Night Show. Tonight, I'm sending you and a friend to see our Australian Queen.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Yeah, I'm sending you to see Kylie Minogue live. Plus your chance at an entire row of Coldplay tickets. And I've got a Fujifilm Instax printer up for grabs. Tonight on Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 132270 to speak with an ABS team member today. ABS, your automotive specialist.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with Medmate and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved. All for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success, and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy, and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
You beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
All right, hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like MoneyPlan in the CommBank app, one of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year Award for Best Digital Banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Leave stress behind and put your well-being first. An InSpa research study proved that the Indota Organic Relax Massage can decrease your heart rate, reduce stress levels, and alleviate tension. Well-being awaits at Indota. Book now.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Updating your bedroom? Perfect timing, with up to 50% off during Bedshed's mid-season clearance. That's up to 50% off mattresses, bedroom furniture, kids' beds and more. End Sunday. Bedshed. No one's better in the bedroom.
Excuse me, Tiger. Mind if I take this seat?
Sure.
Next to Oz Lotto's newest millionaire.
What?
Tonight's Oz Lotto jackpot is $15 million. Hurry, grab a ticket for your chance to win big.
Choo-choo. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Kiss.
Oh my God!
Here we go.
Okay, you ready?
Crank it up.
The Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Kiss.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right.
Jackie O, Hour of Power.
I wanna be a billionaire. Today I swear I'm not doing anything. Nothing at all.
Oh, this doesn't sound fair.
Okay, other rich people, maybe you know someone, you are that person, you work for someone.
Yeah.
Who's wealthy and very lazy.
Oh, yes. Alex has called through. Hi, Alex.
How are you?
Hello, mate. Is it you or someone you know that's the rich, lazy one?
Nah, it's someone that I used to know.
Oh, yeah. Who is it? What happened? Tell us the story.
Well, mate, he would, he's very wealthy. He owns a couple of smash repairs.
Yeah.
And... yeah, Sydney, Gold Coast, and Melbourne. He would fly from Melbourne to the Gold Coast or either Gold Coast or Sydney. He would leave his luggage on the plane, private jet, you know, airport, whatever,
yeah.
Do all his nitty bits, and then, yeah, get to the shop and, oh, mate, can you go grab my luggage? I mean, for real, mate, you were just there. You had your drivers. You had
everyone
there. Oh,
so he couldn't be bothered just carrying his luggage, so he left it on the plane for you to go back and get.
Correct.
Well, that is the height of ignorance, because even I will get off the private jet.
And you carry your own luggage, don't you?
No, the pilot puts it into the car.
Oh, wow.
And then off I drive.
Why do you catch a private jet, can I ask?
Well, I don't like the dogs going. I don't like the dogs going underneath.
So is it all for the dogs?
It is, yeah.
Shit.
And I'll tell you the difference, Jackie.
Do you know how expensive that is to...
Well, it's about $70,000 to go to Cairns and back.
Oh, no, it's not, Kyle.
Yeah, it's $35,000 each way to Cairns. And sometimes the pilot will wait. And so then you pay for the hotel accommodation. And so when I went to Zach's birthday, we flew to Byron.
Yeah.
And he just stayed there for 3 days, and then we flew back. Just me, Tegan, the baby, and the dogs. That's it. And the dogs are so cute because you pull onto the tarmac. You don't park in a car park.
Yeah, yeah.
You drive in, you park beside the plane, you pop the boot, they all load the stuff into the plane right next to it. And then I open the door, and the dogs run straight up into, and they know which chair they sit on. And they sit there and they wait.
Shit. Tara's called through. G'day, Tara.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Are you the rich one, or are you the assistant or the friend?
Oh, I have a business that does very well, so I get my assistant to help me out with other things that I guess weren't in her first job description.
Like what? What are we dealing with?
Honestly, I feel bad, but she picks up my dog poo for me.
Don't feel bad. My guys pick up the dog shit as well.
In the
backyard. Yeah, because it's just... Well, no, just she comes on walks, like when I have to take the dog
wait
for a walk.
Wait a minute. You make her go on the walk to pick up the dog poo?
Fair enough.
Well, yes, because it's a bigger dog and I don't want to, like, it's messy and, you know, we use wipes and stuff to try and pick it up. And so anyway, she helps me with that.
Good on you, Tara. You know what? You've worked hard. And don't forget, you've got someone in your employ and people need to remember that. You're filling a position.
Well, she doesn't seem to mind, to be fair, so that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't pick up dog shit either. I'm not a fan. Like, I understand you don't want dog shit all over the footpath, but I think, who's picking up the possum's shit? No one.
True.
Whatever.
True.
Yeah, but they're not doing it in the middle of a park, are they?
Well, how do you know?
They're just doing it probably, you know, in bushes and stuff.
Well, there's no rule
where no one's going to step on it. You're picking it up because you don't want everyone stepping on poo.
Yeah, but why would I care about someone else?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Tara has a laugh. Thanks, she's like, Tara. She gets it.
Jacob, hi.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very well, bro.
Good.
Are you the rich one, or do you work for, or do you know someone wealthy?
Oh, no, my PA's next to me. I don't get time to pick up anymore, so he goes down the beat and gets boys for me and brings them home. I don't know if that's lazy or not. But
what is it? What happens?
He's picking up blokes for him, so... The assistant will go down and pick up a bit of strange and drag it home for Jacob to, that's fantastic.
And is he good with who he picks?
Oh, he's 24, he's straight.
Yeah.
So he gets me a good age group and, he does well. He's here next to me going red. But
how? What does he actually say to these people? Oh, hey, my boss is, you know.
I've got a filthy rich boss, he's hot. You want to come home?
Oh, simple as that, hey. Wow.
And he shows a photo of you. He goes, you want a bit of this? And then is that what happens?
Yeah, but he sorts me out. It's because I couldn't be bothered. Oxford Street's boring now with all the clubs of shit. So, you know.
Wow. So what kind of job are you in, Jacob, to be earning quite a good bit of coin?
I'm a CEO. I've got a brand.
Okay, cool.
There we go. So he's very busy. He's running an entire company, this bloke. Jacob, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it almost like a lucky dip? Like you're just at home wondering what
what's
sort
gonna
of a,
come home?
What's going to walk through the door? That's exciting, isn't it?
Sometimes I put a blindfold on.
It's
excitement. It just sort of happens. You get older, you get busy, and you know, and I started out as a bit of fun. I take him down with me, and he'd park, and I'd go for a walk, and then he ends up knowing the gig.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Jesus, like, not even we're that lazy. I'll pick up my own poontang over my life. Only because I'm very fussy.
Exactly.
You don't want to get home and get all excited and all barred up, and you're like, oh, bro, come on, man. That's not my cup of tea.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Jackie O.
Emma, you're on from Melbourne.
Hello, oh my gosh, I used to listen to Fox, and when I heard you guys were coming back on, I'm like, I am all over it. I'm such a huge fan.
Jesse, what do you guys want?
You guys are awesome. Every morning I drive my daughter to daycare and I piss myself laughing. It's hilarious. Oh, I love
That's what we're after. Thank you, Jesse.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
With the American Express Platinum Card, you could get used to this.
Hey, you have to see this view.
Elevate your next trip with $450 to spend on travel each year. Search Amex Platinum today. See website for details. Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana. El Jana. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Letting the band practice at your house. Yay. Cooking dinner for that strange friend who never speaks and never goes home. Yay. Giving your underage teen alcohol for the party? Nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. So help your kids make the smart choice. DrinkWise wants you to know it's okay to say nay.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
This spring, country racing is
as real as it gets.
At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Does it feel good when Kennards Hire has your back to make your job easy?
Kenno.
Whether you've got a big job or an even bigger job, get that Kenno's feeling.
Kennards make your job easy.
You've all heard about Spinalese pillows and mattresses. We've talked about them heaps. You've heard the ads. If you haven't heard of Spinalese, wake up.